Hello, welcome to the Goddamn Comic Cast. I'm Andrew.
Yo, motherfucker.
And he's yo, motherfucker.
Freaky Constantina.
And Theo to other people. We're from the wearearcade.com website, and so you can check out all of our episodes on there. We're also on iTunes.
Yo, motherfucker.
You can subscribe to us on there, and various, well, to be honest, any social media thing we're outletting from there. So
yo,
you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, the lot. Let's talk quickly about the many comics that we've recently picked up.
Yo, motherfucker.
Oh, we lost him.
Are you talking to the mic?
Yeah, I can.
It's slightly off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to do some live on air adjustments.
There we go. That's better now.
Yo, motherfucker. I'll tell you what, you go first.
Okay.
It's your day to shine today.
Oh boy, I hope I don't mess it up.
I hope you do, so I can laugh at you.
I picked up I think I only picked up like one DC comic this week, which isn't much of a surprise. But it was Batman, from the Snyder Man himself. Pretty good. To be honest, they've been doing this thing with all of the issue 19s where it's like they got like this double page spread for the front cover.
Which are all fucking ridiculous and stupid. And tactless and bad in the case of Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Put people off a book.
I wouldn't say that you're wrong.
You're damn right you wouldn't say that I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't it look weird to you though? Because like you sort of see like that little gap on the side of the front cover and it looks a bit like it's just been printed wrong. But
yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't look nice.
Well, it looks a bit, yo, motherfucker.
Oh, it's probably best I do start this. So Batman was pretty cool. It was all right. I mean, I didn't rate it that high, but this is all sort of kind of waiting for the...
It's teasing like another arc, which I'm not even sure if Scott Snyder is even going to write at this point, so...
What do you mean?
Well, isn't he jumping off after the year zero?
Is he?
That's what I heard.
Where'd you hear that from?
Just people saying things.
Nothing official then, just rumors.
Nothing official.
I don't know. I think he's got other plans. From what I heard from an interview that he did a while back, things change, but he said that he was going to do a Riddler story and he said that he was going to do a Two-Face story. Whether those things are going to come in year zero, I don't know. Or if one of them is going to be in there. But I think him and Greg Capullo probably going to be set on that for a little bit more. Depends. I don't know.
I'd like to see Scott Snyder do something different, to be honest, at this point. I would happily see him go somewhere else. Like,
I'm quite happy where he is.
Zero's done, it's like, okay, cool. You've had your big spotlight. Go and do something else.
He has done other things.
Do you know what? Scott Snyder, let go to Marvel.
that would literally drive a stake. Through the credibility of DC.
No, I would love to see him on a good Marvel title. Wow. I mean, let's have a look.
Imagine him on an X-Men book.
Imagine him on Uncanny X-Men. He would be fantastic.
That'd be so good.
Him on Uncanny X-Men, or what else would be good? He could probably do a better job of the Wolverine comic so far.
Yeah, he could probably actually do a great Wolverine.
He'd probably do a very good Wolverine, I think.
Yeah, no, because... Yes, give him an 18 plus, like, you know, a mature version.
Give Scott Snyder Punisher Max at some point.
There are too many. He could do Daredevil. Oh.
I don't know how suited he'd be for Daredevil, because I think he's a bit...
I don't know, I think he's adaptable. We'll see what he's like with Superman. But to be honest, he's not going to jump ship anytime soon. He does seem to...
For some stupid reason.
Well, he's being paid pretty well from... Like all of the books that he's been doing and the position he's in, he's kind of like very comfortable at DC, to be honest. Unless he has like a massive row, which I don't think he will at any point soon.
No, because DC basically just give him complete free reign.
Yeah, exactly. And why wouldn't they? He's like he is pretty much one of their top writers at this point, apart from Geoff Johns.
I mean, I could see him going. I could see him going to Marvel though. Like, I really could.
Maybe. I wouldn't be sad for that to happen. It would just make DC cry.
It would kill Batman. But then again, I think at this point I'd like to see someone else write Batman. I don't know.
I'd like someone fresh to do him. like someone that not everyone's that clued up on, you know, who hasn't got much of a reputation, but sort of has
I'm
a core
idea. Sure, who I would actually have do it, to be honest.
I wouldn't like it to be a big name, you know.
I mean,
but that's just me. I don't know.
Brock Morrison's going off. I mean, who at DC could handle?
I'd say like Batman. Tinian is a good shout.
Tinian, maybe. I'm not.
He kind of seems to be like the protege for, why did I say Lobdell? Snyder.
Oh yeah, because of the whole thingamajig.
Hmm.
The thing.
That thing, yeah. So
Talon, that's the one.
Yep. The claws and talons. So yeah, Batman, that was all right. And moving on to Marvel, so much stuff. Like every week is like 90% Marvel books I pick up now. It's ridiculous. I didn't even start off collecting Marvel, and now it's just it's getting crazy. I picked up Deadpool number 7. I really enjoyed that. That was the first Deadpool single issue that I picked up and been like, that was funny. Like apart from Killustrated, but...
I haven't read it yet, because I want to read 5 and 6 first, but...
Oh, you don't need to.
You don't need to, but...
It really has no connection whatsoever.
I still feel like I should finish that arc off, but I tried reading 5 and I couldn't do it.
I gave up on the first issue, because I could tell it wasn't my thing, the way that they were going. I was like... you know, I just didn't think the whole president thing was a bit too goofy. And yeah. You know, it's like, maybe if it was prime ministers and stuff like that, maybe that would have made me laugh because I can relate to it a little bit more. But yeah, I don't know. It would have been very awkward,
don't
though.
You know? Why don't you know?
Well, yeah, Deadpool 7, though. Definitely check that out. if you want a good Deadpool comic, that is just, it's a standalone. You can just pick it up. And it's funny as hell. And the art's really cool inside it. I like the retro sort of thing. It's a nice gimmick. Picked up Arrow. What was it? Not Arrow. What was I talking about?
I was going to say, if you picked up Arrow, you've...
yeah, I know.
You've fucked up, son.
I've tripped. No, I didn't pick up Arrow. Jesus Christ. No, I picked up Hawkeye.
The comic of a comic book show that is based on a comic book.
Because I can't watch... Why would you do that? And because the comics are literally like a storyboard of the episode that you just watched.
It's because you need to put on your mesh tent up.
I don't know. Anyway, but Hawkeye 9, that was pretty cool, bro.
That was a good issue. That was a very good issue.
Yeah, it's good. I'm looking forward to carrying on with that. I'm going to pick up the first volume next time I go to the store. So I can get myself clued up on all these bros and stuff like that.
They're more issue 6 onwards.
Well,
to be
whatever.
Honest.
I mean, I just want to get into it. What else? I got Uncanny X-Men number 4, which was great. Every issue of that. It's just fun. And it's really great how they've been alternating now since they clashed with All New X-Men and the Uncanny X-Men. And they dealt with that really well. I'm not sure whether it's a bit mean to sort of do that because some people might feel they have to get both of them if they're on a tight budget, but
you kind of do. They do play off each other.
They tease each other a bit.
Every time.
At the end of All New X-Men, they say, oh, I'm going to join this group as well. And it's like, but you don't see who it is. But in Uncanny X-Men 4, you'll find out. What on earth is...
Oh, my phone's telling me that I've been outbid on an item. I already know because I was there when it happened.
it's like eBay just going
you
to
don't,
just
you,
like,
you don't
hey,
have
Theo,
to tell me.
You didn't get it. Ooh.
I know. And the art looks really nice. So I'm probably going to have to like... Just know what I'm talking about. I am talking about the Frank Miller Robocop series he did because they wouldn't let... his original draft that he did for Robocop, they didn't actually use that. They used an adaptation of that, so he made a comic out of it, and there was a really cheap one going, and someone got it before me, because they're accountants.
Yeah.
So, if anyone crosses me in the next week, I will cut them.
Cool. I better get out of the room.
Yep.
yeah, so, Uncanny X-Men number 4, some cool stuff going on with Ileana.
She's got nice tits.
Okay. What else did I get? I got Age of Ultron number 5. I really enjoyed that one, actually. That was cool.
Age of Ultron number 5 kind of scares me a bit because I'm not 100% sure what it is they're going to do with this. Because they could either change everything or they could just, you know, do fuck all.
The thing that these kind of events tend to do is, like, resolve everything by the end of it, even though some cataclysmic shit has happened.
Put on your mesh tank top.
But I'm quite excited. I mean, the fact that they're going for this time travel thing, and obviously you can do a shitload of stuff with time travel.
But not all of it is good.
Yeah, no, it's not all good. Thing. You have to do it well. But on the current form that Bendis is in, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for now. But Age of Ultron number 5, very interesting. Some cool moments. I really like the moments with Tony Stark when he finds a certain item that he hasn't seen in a while. I was like, oh, that's nice.
I was like, oh, where's Moon Knight? Because Moon Knight would have everything in that room.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cool thing about Moon Knight.
Can't say I know much about Moon Knight. But, Bugs. What else? What else came out from Marvel?
What the hell? There's a comic called 100 Girls.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Sounds like a titty book.
Sounds like your book.
I'm alright, I don't need no titty book. I've got Harbinger Wars.
Yes, read that just before we did the podcast. Well, doing the podcast, that was just good. That was cool. It was like X-Men, but more adult, I guess.
Well, yeah, because one of them was like a stripper and shit, and one of them like is disabled. Right, the huge talk dude's actually disabled.
Okay,
he's inept.
Can leave that, please.
Oh, that's amazing.
Anyway,
I thought a lot of people liked it, so you're now a very popular man everywhere.
What do you mean liked it? Just the episode?
Well, they thought it was funny.
Okay. Anyway, no, I just don't like people misreading what I mean, but never mind. Yeah, Harbinger Wars. Okay, this is one thing that's been bugging me about Harbinger or Binger. I don't. How do you pronounce the
fucking
name?
I think it's Harbinger.
Name? Harbinger.
You gotta put on your Harbinger. Mesh tab.
Isn't it Harbinger?
I think it's Harbinger. I don't really know.
I've heard so many different variations from people who talk about this book. I don't know. It just sounds like it should be Harbinger. In my head.
When call it that. I won't criticize you until someone else does.
Harbinger just doesn't sound right. It's like Harbinger. But yeah, I don't know. I know very little about Valiant. The only Valiant book that I've read is Bloodshot number 1. So I knew who Bloodshot was when I was reading him inside this Harbinger Wars. He was kind of like the Terminator in this.
Well, that wasn't really him in it. That's the thing you need to remember.
Okay.
That was a dream. That wasn't him. He wasn't there.
Oh, okay. This is what I was about to say. It's not very clear to me, like, exactly what's going on. I have a rough idea. But you just explaining that to me now is kind of like, oh, okay.
You need to read Harbinger 11, really. Because Harbinger 11 kind of fills in a lot of the blanks.
Right.
Unfortunately, I think they should have maybe swapped it around a bit instead. But, you know, whatever. It's their choice. I'm not going to get in their way because it's a small company doing a crossover, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, it seemed to know what it was doing for the most part. I wouldn't not recommend it. If you want to try something a bit different and, you know, a bit tired of the old X-Men or the Justice League, fuck them, go to Harbinger Wars. Bam.
Fuck Age of Ultron.
Yeah. You don't need Ultron.
That's just shit. No one wants to read that shite.
Bring on the Bloodshot and the Binger.
So anyway, I have...
Oh, and I read Sex. That was good.
Yeah, sure.
Comic of the week, pal.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
Why?
Because it looks fucking good, man.
Because it looks good.
Yeah.
Because of all the titties. The
colours are beautiful.
And the vaginas.
There wasn't actually a lot of it. There was actually.
There was a lot of it.
On second thought, do you know what I actually liked about Sex Number 2? Was actually the section at the end. It wasn't even the comic. It was just one of the people wrote a review for the first issue of Sex. And the writer actually made like a full response to it. And he complained, like the person complained about there being just a panel of a vagina. And then like the guy replies to him sort of just going like, don't fear the vagina, Brian. You know, it's just like, embrace it.
embrace the vagina.
Which I thought was quite funny. But yeah.
I thought it was
a good book actually in general. I'm liking how it's shaping up.
I'm not
the twist at convinced. The end was quite cool.
I want to see number 3, but I don't know.
I'm digging it.
I don't know. Maybe my standards are just too high.
Sex Number 2, people. Pick it up.
Don't buy sex.
Have sex.
No.
Okay.
Yo, motherfucker.
Mr. Christian.
No, I don't get that shit. That shit's for honky white trash. Is that everything you bought?
I believe so. I'll probably remember other things.
You believe so. Okay. I understand. Okay, let's have a look and see what I bought. I'm just going to read off comic lists because I assume...
Because you probably have most of them, right?
I probably have most of them. Okay, let's go down. I didn't get Adventure Time or Bravest Warriors because I have taste.
Oh, shit.
What you going to do when they come for you? Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. You might wind up in a body bag. That's what happens when you fuck with the wolf pack. Batman 19, I read that. That was... not his best issue.
Do you know that one bit?
The backup story I thought was better than the main issue, to be honest.
Right. Do you know that one bit, though, where I forgot to mention this, where Jim Gordon goes... Oh, this takes me back to like year zeros, and like I was like,
which was so.
I was like, Scott, come on now. It's like,
it's not out yet.
Let's not do that, Scott.
No one cares. No one cares yet, Scott. We need to.
Yeah, we need to know if it's like good. A good book.
I mean, I'm sure it is, Scott.
Yeah, we don't doubt you.
I doubt you. I doubt you all the time.
Oh no, I'm talking to Scott, not you, you prick.
I'm talking to both of you, so.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's right.
Stop being a telepath.
Suck my dick, because if you don't, then you're going to be dead. I read Batman Red Robin 19.
Red Robin.
That was interesting. I like the... the introduction of Carrie Kelly is interesting. That's the reason I bought it, because it is...
So that was good.
Technically her first appearance in a Batman continuity.
Yeah.
Because Dark Knight Returns... I'm going to actually make a lot of people cry here, isn't part of Batman continuity.
It's not.
It's really not. And I heard a lot of people go, oh, it's his final story. It's like, it's not, though. Because they've already gone out, and I think they have actually said that at some point. You probably find it on Instagram going, no, it's not part of continuity anymore because Frank Miller's insane. It's actually part of Frank Miller's verse. So I read that. That was good. You get to see Batman crack a little bit and see the seams. Batgirl 19, the introduction of a transgender friend.
Oh, yeah, I heard that on Comic Vine.
She's transgender. It's like, what? Okay, whatever. It doesn't actually affect the story at all, so I don't really know why they put it in there.
I saw a panel of that, and it was just like her looking straight at her, just going, I am transgender.
No one reveals that to someone like that.
You know.
I am the transgender. You are the Batgirl. I am the transgender. It's like, what?
The avenging transgender.
See, I was expecting a lot more from Gail Simone when she joined back on, but she let me down. So I haven't bought Batgirl 19, so I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy the next one either.
I'm going to get transgender number one.
Yeah, I'll get transgender number one when it comes out. But that's a little while yet. I read Constantine number 2. A lot better than Constantine number 1. A vast improvement, I'm afraid.
Jolly good.
But I'm not really that bothered. I would rather spend the money I would spend getting those and getting old Hellblazers instead, to be honest.
Fair enough.
So yeah, there's that. Swamp Thing Volume 2, I already have that, I haven't read that yet. So I guess that's it from DC, because DC are fucking terrible.
It is quite sad. I mean, it's what I started on when I first did this, really.
Sniffy microphone. Sniffy microphone. Rocketeer. I need to order in a copy of that for myself. I think I was going to do that now, but I forgot. Okay, I read Saga 12. There is dick sucking in it.
Sorry, what? did you say cyber?
Dick sucking.
Oh.
Did you not know the controversy? It's not on the Apple Store.
No, I didn't.
Because when the guy's dying, he has gay porn playing on his TV head. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's pretty explicit what happens.
Right.
I didn't know that Fear in the Stars would draw such things, to be honest. But she did.
Cool. I guess.
It's a good issue, though. It's nice to see that computer person become almost menacing, even though he fucking fails miserably. I read Sex 2. Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. I just feel like it's got like a potential.
Invincible Universe, number one. That was very good. I was very impressed by that. I was worried because it wasn't Kirkman, but it's quite an interesting look. Age of Ultron 5. That was all right. Yeah, it's all right.
I like it.
Age of Ultron, isn't it? That's one of those things where I'm kind of really waiting for it to all be finished, and so I can hear stop having fanboys going, "Oh shit, your dad, man!" where's the story writing? I don't care about that shit. Avengers Arena 7, that was really cool. Get to see Arcade's what he did, the whole Avengers Arena thing, and how much of an asshole he is.
Okay.
How fit his secretary is. Oh, I've got a textual adventure going on there. Oh, Jonathan New Traffic Stevenson. Oh, I've got an event invite. Never mind, not going, because it's very far away.
You should have just said what it was, and if it was a close friend or something, just like, I'm not going to that person's place.
Well, I can't. Like, it'd be very hard for me to get there if I tried. Hawkeye 9, comic of the week. Just saying, bro.
Bro. Hey, what
oh shit, bro? Oh bro! Oh no, bro! We kill you, bro! We come back and kill you, bro! That was fantastic, and his introduction of the clown. I don't know who he is, but he looks cool.
I don't know. I'm yeah.
Looks cool.
I'm looking forward to just seeing how the thing goes. Really,
I like it. There's Ultron 1 AU, which I picked up, but I haven't read yet because the art inside is atrocious.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
Actually, any. Atrocious art. Uncanny X-Men 4 was interesting.
Yeah, I like
that. As usual. I like the bit where Cyclops gets pissed off and the gold ball hits his head. He's like, no, yeah, stop. We're not doing this anymore.
That was great.
I thought that was interesting. I thought that was a lot of interesting.
Did you see the cover for, I think, Kids number 5, where like Magneto's grabbing Cyclops?
What? Kids number 5?
What? No, I'm talking about the next Uncanny X-Men.
Oh no, I don't usually check out Marvel colors.
I know, I just randomly saw it, and it's Magneto like grabbing Cyclops
by the dick
and not letting go.
There's Harbinger 11 that came out. Mm-hmm. That was amazing as usual. And again, the Alien crossover is really good so far. I mean, the only problem I think I have is, it'll be hard for new readers to jump in, because I think it's a good point with crossovers to get new readers involved, but because the characters aren't Marvel characters, it's nigh on impossible just to do that right.
It's weird, like from what I've read in that the beginning of this crossover thing, I could get like a very sort of X-Men vibe, but a bit more grown up in a way, a bit more adult. Yeah.
It deals with some heavy shit, bro.
They're not wearing, you know, fancy costumes for each individual person.
Nope.
All this shit.
They just wear jackets.
They just wear the same uniform and they have their powers.
And, yeah, they have their powers.
The art was quite nice in it, actually, at some points.
There's a fifth printing of Hawkeye, too.
Fifth?
Yep.
It's always a good sign.
That was a popular book. Wow, okay. Never knew it was that big. Huh.
Any other comics?
Oh, well. Sorry, what? I was looking at the cover of the Hawkeye 10, which has the old school Iron Man picture. We got a poster hanging up of it on the wall, but...
Oh, yeah, that was a lovely poster. Yeah,
it's actually the cover to Hawkeye 10.
Really?
The variant cover.
Ah.
So I'm really glad I've already got dibs on that poster.
Oh, cool.
My name is scribbled on the back of that bad boy.
Indeed it is. Yeah, if you ever come into Piranha Comics, guys, you'll see that hanging up.
Oh, wow, there's a next trade coming out in June.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Cool. So, what do you want to talk about for this week's comic business?
I don't know how stupid this DC shit has been.
Shall we just talk about what DC just kind of like needs to do?
Less Batman, better Batman.
Yeah. I think they just need to up their game on their other comics. Dude, really? Let's just get that phone.
No, I'm destroyed. I'm not.
Goodness me. They just need to up the game a bit on the other comics, because, and it's not even just a matter of quality, it's almost just a point of, like, just do it, for crying out loud. If you're going to do this Trinity War or something, just fucking get it going. Like, they've been pussyfooting around these things for so long, and you hear about it and you forget about it, and then it's like, oh, is it going to come soon? I didn't even know. I forgot.
The problem is, the last thing that DC needs is another big event, because they've had, like, 3 or 4 in a row, and it's just... What? Well, why? Why?
But Marvel does it, but I mean, it's just...
But Marvel, like, it's one big event. There's not, like, a ton of, like, big events. There'll be, like, some small... Like, there's a those small are, like, one with Astonishing ones, X-Men, though. But...
Those like, are like contained sort of big events in DC, though, because they're inside the universe of that particular character or characters. Like, the Green Lantern is obviously a fucking huge, you know, like...
That's Geoff Johns' last hurrah, but if you look at it, they had, like, here's the main problem with DC, and that's just the up-top control. It's not so much the creators, it's more the up-top control that's going on, because, like, I think, was it, like, Andy Diggle had, like, one issue of Action and left, because they kept fucking around with this shit.
Right.
But like they had like huge like was it the they had Night of the Owls break, like was it like 2 months break or something?
A 2 month break, like what?
Like
in between?
They had issue 12.
Well, they had the issue 12 and
they had the annual. Then they had
That was great though. The annual was awesome.
Yeah, so they had that, and then it was at the same time they had Throne of Atlantis going on. That ended, like, just before the end of Death of the Family. Then as soon as Death of the Family happened, they went, oh, the family's destroyed. Oh, no, Damian Wayne's dead. The family are back together again. And then now it's Trinity War is coming on, and then they've got the Green Lantern stuff going on at the same time. It's just...
Yeah, I think what they probably... Yeah, what
too
you,
many
you
big things.
Right. They should probably do it all in one sort of, like, big collaborative story thing, like Flashpoint or something, where... Not having the same effects as Flashpoint, but not just be so like, oh, you have an event over here and there, and I just think like you're spreading it a bit too thin. And
I think, in terms of the Green Lantern crossover.
Well, that's an example of, you know, spreading it too thin, but I kind of mean more like you're trying to advertise all of these events that are happening in different books. And I guess it works in a way if, like, there are particular readers who will only read Bat comics or Green Lantern comics or, you know, whatever. But, I mean, at the same time, I think there's something a bit more accessible if there's, like, a book like something like Age of Ultron where everything is in it and it involves everybody.
I just don't think DC just don't have the organisation to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... Whether somebody like Scott Snyder would be suitable for doing a group event or something like that, or a big sort of like massive crossover thing, I don't know.
I don't know if he will, because most of his stories so far have been so ruthlessly self-contained, like one character.
That's where he seems to excel, is actually in characterization of one particular guy and, you know, moving it across. I mean, he's shown some potential with the Bat family. And their dynamic, but that's a small group. Whether he would be able to do a, you know, big broad strokes with the Justice League and all of the other characters. I don't know. I mean, it's possible.
I wouldn't like to see Scott Snyder in Justice League, though. I don't think he'd.
Oh, no, I mean, like, not. I'm talking like an event.
But, like, but like, if you're going to have an event, it's going to come from the Justice League. Like, yeah. The next big event is going to be what? Justice League of America, and then some other dudes. I can't remember what they are.
Do you know what would be cool, though? If they started, like, a massive crossover that involved everybody, but, like, start it from a book that's, like, just random as fuck. Like, or just, like, have Swamp Thing somehow trigger this massive, like, apocalypse.
No, leave just, Swamp, like, Thing alone.
Or, like,
Swamp Thing shouldn't even be a DC book. It should be a fucking Vertigo book.
Well, yeah, probably.
Constantine,
yeah,
shouldn't be a DC book. It should be a Vertigo book. I don't... Like, Constantine's now in the New 52, but it doesn't fucking matter because he's not doing anything except for Justice League Dark. I don't know.
Well, that's those are one of the parties that are going to get involved in this Trinity thing, so...
Oh, I don't mean Justice League fucking Dark.
So it's like Justice League Dark, JLA, and Justice League.
Well, that'll be a good... That'll be like a few months of JLA I won't have to bother reading.
Hmm.
Because I'm not getting involved in the Trinity War at all.
Like, I don't know. I'm going to try and see what they've come up with, but...
It just sounds fucking boring.
I don't know. JLA has been the only thing that I've been interested in so far. Justice League has kind of lost my interest. Jeff Johns seems to be bored of it at this point and doesn't really seem to have the enthusiasm he did at the beginning of it. And the art's not really doing much for me as well. It's pretty dull. But JLA, on the other hand, I'm liking. It's almost like superhero politics in it, which is weird, but I can go with that.
Superhero politics,
yeah, which sounds incredibly weird, but works in a weird way, especially when you've got Martian Manhunter. That guy's good at negotiating.
He doesn't negotiate though, he just...
I know, that's why he's good at it. But yeah, I don't know, DC need to sort this shit out. They need to get some really good creatives coming in. Like, it's very scattered and there's only a handful of people that are really given the goods. I mean, like, stuff like Flash is good, but the writing I like it, but it's not sort of like on the Snyder level of you know like popularity and great craftsmanship with the storytelling. It's good but not that good. So I don't know, but then there's just things just get ignored, really. I mean, there's not really too much you can do about it. It seems to be just run by Jeff Johns. Like, DC does generally seems to be run by that one writer. And people could argue that... people might say, oh, but Bendis does everything Marvel. Well, no, because there's so many other amazing artists and writers. I mean,
Bendis does a lot of Marvel, but the thing is he can do it. He can pull it off. That's the thing. It doesn't matter because he can actually do it.
He could probably write DC and Marvel at the same time.
He could probably write all of DC's books. He could be the one writer that DC have and DC wouldn't fail for it.
They would.
But, like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, DC are a company that hired Rob Liefeld. In 2011.
Gotta question that, man.
In 2011, they hired Rob Liefeld. To their credit, they didn't let him fucking draw or anything, but they hired Rob Liefeld.
I don't know.
In 2011.
Maybe they owed him a favour or some shit, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't...
You never know what these crazy cats do, man. But,
It's still just a fucking mess. It's just a mess.
And right, it's now a shame because they really started strong with this New 52 thing. They beat everybody in the sales. Like, top 10 was all DC. And yeah, it was... at the time when I started collecting it, it was all about DC. No one was touching Marvel at all, apart from when the Avengers versus X-Men came out. And then everyone started picking that up. And then I started picking it up eventually, caught up with the issues.
I don't read Avengers. I only read New Avengers.
Yeah, well, I don't read Avengers myself. I just got it because it was a cool concept and, you know, like most people would, really. But that's how I got into Marvel, because that was actually a great segue for me to get into the new Marvel Now thing. Funny enough, I didn't realize how much it would be involved in the way that... the X-Men were dealt with and all that shit. So,
well, the X-Men is just a solid book, really. It's pretty stable. I mean, I'm looking forward to Brian Wood's X-Men.
I'm really looking forward to that.
But then again, the thing with Marvel is, like, they have to have, like, a lot more characters. DC doesn't. Like,
yeah, I think
they've got a lot of characters, but not many well-known characters that people care about. Yeah. Whereas Marvel, I've got almost everyone.
Yeah, you're right.
That's really well known about.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. It is a case of, like, there is a lot of characters on both sides, but Marvel tends to have more of the more well-known ones.
Yeah, they've got Spider-Man, for fuck's sake. Spider-Man's huge.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Greg.
Another Greg special appearance. Not official, but there he is.
There he is, acting like a twat. my name's Greg, I can swear at people.
But when you've got some, like, a franchise like the X-Men, where, like, so many characters you know from it, and it's just one title, well, technically,
Emma Frost.
Yep.
Emma Frost tits.
Jubilee, Rogue, Storm, Gambit.
Yeah, name Wolverine. All the women first.
Hmm?
You just named all the women first. You went straight for the women.
What's wrong with that?
Starting with the youngest one.
I said Rogue first, didn't I? Or?
No, you said Jubilee.
Oh, okay.
So over this
I'll work it out in age order.
over this podcast, we've learned some scary things about Andrew. Last week, has no sympathy for Barbara Gordon. This week, children.
What?
I'm just saying the facts.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you over all this shit stirring on the other side.
I can't hear over all this paedophilia.
Okay.
That's right, I said the fucking word.
Makes you the paedophile.
Oh, fuck off, Greg. Fuck off, Greg.
cool. So, yeah, I don't know. It's. Do you reckon part of it is to do with the success of the films right now?
No. Because if there was more successful movies, they'd probably be putting more effort into more of their franchises, to be honest.
Wait, what?
Well, like, if Green Lantern, say, had really popped off.
I'm talking about Marvel, sorry.
Oh.
Like, what I said was, like, do you reckon they're succeeding more because of the success of their movies?
The popularity of them. Yes, because it's made them more adventurous. It's like they've kind of shown that, like, we can take characters like Thor and Iron Man,
yeah,
make something cool out of them. So they've done that in the comic world as well. And they've gone, oh, yeah, we're doing a Guardians of the Galaxy film. They're doing that in the comic book world now, and that's also been fucking good. Like, I don't know, Marvel just... They have a clear plan of what they're doing. The movies feed into the comics, and the comics feed into the movies. They both support each other very well.
Yeah.
Whereas DC, like, because they've let Warner Brothers have more control, it's kind of like it's all just Batman. So if you look at the DC range, most of it's Batman because that's the shit that's proven to sell, like, itself. Yeah. Whereas Green Lantern is like, you don't get a load of Green Lantern books. You get a load of different types of Lantern books, which I think is a key thing to remember there.
Yeah.
And none of them really have fuck all to do with the movie, whereas Batman, the tone, that kind of does resemble it a bit more. So
sure. Yeah. I think it's made the average sort of fan of, like, superheroes in general feel a bit more confident to go towards Marvel books, because once you've seen, like, all the Avenger movies and stuff, you're a bit more familiar with slightly more obscure characters. And especially if you watch the X-Men films, which in their own right are pretty successful. I don't know. I think they've just hit it off a bit better. And once you've got, like, those characters out in popular culture that well, I think it's just a bit easier to sort of jump on into those comic books. And because DC hasn't done that, it's a bit more of a jump for those people, and they kind of shy away from it, I think.
Also, DC haven't done a jumping point for about 2 years.
Well,
so Marvel can get all those new readers in way easier than the DC can at the moment.
But yeah, that's true.
But also, Marvel have kept their history, so it's like it's actually worthwhile to go back to their archives. With DC, it's more just, oh, I want to kind of see what they did at some point in my life, but yeah, I'm not bothered about it. With Marvel's like, oh no, it is actually worthwhile because you can understand more of the relationships.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's weird that, like, DC and Marvel have done very different things. Like, DC wiped the slate. Marvel just change it up, you know? And I think Marvel, when you look back at it with the Marvel Now and the New 52, Marvel did a better job. But at this point, it seems that they've also followed through. And I think this will be very much confirmed and solid by the end of this year. We can see whether Marvel has been able to keep the momentum from their new Marvel Now push. And I think you know, part of it actually has to do with how they released the number one issues, was that the fact that they didn't do it like DC, where it was literally like a military style of like releasing things. It was just every month, bang, a new number one. And like everybody, all of the books in one month would be, have their number ones put out. And like each month would have the same numbers on all of them. And at first that worked really great for them. But now it's sort of, you know, whatever, all the number ones are gone. You've missed all of the arcs and stuff. You have to go back and they cost loads to catch up on.
They're also terrible with their fucking trades.
Well, yeah, like that's who they are. Terrible, awful with their trades. I really wish DC would get better at that.
Well, it's a problem. It's not helping you. It's not like, oh, we're establishing the value of this. It's like, you're not. You're just making it harder. For me personally, I find it very hard to recommend DC new stuff because, like, oh yeah, this has happened.
Yeah,
we don't have any of the singles. We have the first five issues in trade, in hardcover trade. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll go and read some Marvel.
Yeah, exactly. And Marvel has handled that much better. Like you can tell, like I'm looking at the shelves and then you see all of these trade backs from Marvel that have just come out about a few months ago. And you're like, oh, great. They've got the whole collection together. They've got Hawkeye or whatever. And then like you see like volumes for things that should have come out like 4 months ago or something. And they still haven't got their thing out. And it's just like, why? You know, why? I mean, some come out earlier than others, even though they came out around the same time. In the case of Batman, Batman was one of the first, or Justice League as well, one of the first ones to come out. Yep, that makes sense. But then all the others took, like, forever to come out. And then others seem to just sort of forget about it, and they just didn't do anything with them. It's just, like, a really inconsistent, like, a real inconsistency with their releases, and I think it hurts them, really, like, because people want to catch up, don't really have the option to, so they'll either do it through illegal means or they'll, you know, spend a lot of money and get these singles or variants or whatever. I don't know.
There's some things it's not possible. Like with Batman, it's like, no, you need to get the Batman trades out quick because the single issues are too expensive to get. It's pointless. Trying to get Batman single issues is not going to work.
No, that's not really an option for most people.
Let's find out how much Batman number one is going for.
It makes me smile every time.
Batman 10 first print is £5. Batman Incorporated 7. Cover A is £7. 19. Batman 1 to 18, 0 comments. Oh, that's Batwoman. Oh, wow.
How much is that going for?
It's like £38 already.
Ooh.
So I've already won that one. Batman number 2 first print's like a tenner. Like, wow. I can't even find a Batman number 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's keeping hold of it.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, you don't want to give that away now.
It's just...
unless you're actually like a trades person, but...
Batman number 1 signed by Scott Snyder third print.
Oh.
Yeah, do you want that one?
How much is that going for?
About 5-6 quid.
Hmm.
It's just... they continually fuck themselves over every time. And I don't know why. I honestly can't understand why they keep doing this. But, you know, if they want to do it that way, they want to do it that way.
They got to keep on top of this shit. I mean...
yeah,
if
it's just a disappointment. This isn't even a discussion.
Yeah,
it's
not. Yeah, it's an observation, and it's just saying like, "Oh, this sucks."
Everything you do sucks. You stupid, stupid company. I hate you.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because we want to like it, you know, but we just keep getting disappointed for the most part. Oh, I do.
I want them to make it good. Yeah. I want them to work out what the fuck it is they're trying to do with their shit. I don't.
They've got a lot of great characters. Like it. It's just
£55 for a Batman number one.
Oh, was that a buy now or is
buy
that a bid? Oh, okay. Yeah, they are going to go a little bit above. The general seems to be like £40 or, you know,
just for a number one first print.
Yep. And I got it. Boom.
And the thing that confuses me is like there are a lot of Batman number ones out there. So it's just people wanting, as opposed to actually being worth that much, I think.
Oh, yeah. It is just down to supply and demand.
It's fucking Batman.
Yep, it's the goddamn Batman, and everyone wants him.
I don't want him.
And I think if the other movies work out for DC eventually, if they somehow figure things out after Man of Steel, which I think will be a good film, I'm crossing my fingers on that one.
See, at this point, you might as well get the Batman number 1 in 25 variant, because that's £50. You might as well do that, because that will hold its value more than like a first print number 1.
Mm.
Fucking stupid Batman. Shit, Batman. If you want, you could get Dark Knight 1-4 for about £97.
Fuck.
First prints. When it, you know, the original no, thanks. Ones. I wouldn't mind trying to find them at some point. It'd be hard, but I'll give it a try.
I can be arsed at that, man. Not that.
I don't own a copy of that book.
I'm not bothered, really.
I read it legally. Fucking DC.
Yeah, the collective sigh over here at the goddamn comic cast for DC. Sort your shit out, guys.
Please. Let's just look at some boobs.
Just to cheer yourself
up. Just draw Batgirl naked on every cover and that will sell out.
Well, I think we'll move on to the Snyder section.
I don't want to do a Snyder section today.
Well, why not?
I want to do a Liefeld section today.
All right, then.
Okay, let's take a look at Rob Liefeld.
Liefeld section.
I'm not even gonna bother that. Fuck it. No. Okay. Robert Liefeld created Deadpool, Cable, X-Force, Youngblood, Supreme, Bloodstrike, Prophet, Glory, starred Image Comics, and ruled Planet Earth. The bad part is he's not even lying.
Is that a status? Is that a tweet you put out?
No, that's just his bio.
You're just looking at his creative.
If that was just a tweet you put out, he'd be the most arrogant bastard.
Yeah, I was about to say. Cause
so I'm really awesome. Here, update of the day. I'm fucking awesome. Thank you for reading. No. Thank me for you getting a chance to read this.
I heard he was bragging about being the one who created Deadpool. And everyone was like, shut up. It's just like, everyone did it better.
Fucking prick.
That's why you're not doing Deadpool now.
That's why no one's letting him fucking draw a comic book anymore. Okay, yeah. Let's see what else he's said. Wow. He doesn't say anything that much interesting.
Huh. Okay. Shall we veer away from Liefeld since he's very boring?
No.
Shall we just resort to a Bendis section? I'll be happy
with
that.
No.
Bendis is good.
I'm going to find something.
He is a good man.
Okay.
Okay then.
Robert Liefeld. The Deadpool love is enormous. Enormous spelt in capital letters. They want more Deadpool in a transmedia way. Their appetites are insatiable.
What?
What dick?
We're going to do that, boy.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm going to move on. I'm going to get happy, and we're going to talk about next week's comics.
Oh, boy. Oh, actually.
Oh,
before we do that.
Juice appeals.
Before we do that, if you could just quickly check our Facebook.
No.
Please?
No.
Do it.
Okay, I'm checking the Facebook. Have you got any questions? No, no one cares anymore.
Oh, shit, no one likes us anymore. Fuck.
What the fuck happened, guys?
Yeah, come on. No, honestly, we actually would like to hear what
bastard.
You guys
No,
want
no,
to...
fuck you. I don't want any more questions from you guys. Fuck
you've
off.
You've hurt Theo's feelings now, guys.
No, no I don't want your
this
questions.
Is where it's getting serious, and we need questions to keep Theo from
No, I don't want
cats.
Them. I don't actually want them. I don't want them anymore. I don't want your questions. Okay, we're not having a questions bit anymore. We're having a me telling you you're a bastard section. You are a bastard because you laugh at people crossing the street and they can't do it very well. You are a bastard because every time you go into a comic book shop, you don't buy Wonder Woman. You are a bastard because every time you go into a comic book shop, you only buy...
Age of Ultron?
Yeah. I don't like people that do that.
Mm. Well, they just buy that.
Some people do, yeah.
Well, those are just more of the casual people that just, you know, I heard this was happening. Bang.
Cool.
I'm nothing against them, but... Huh?
Pokemon bra. Someone posted a Pokemon bra on Facebook.
A Pokemon bra, which, have they got a Pokemon on it, or like...
It's like the Pokeballs.
Oh, on the Baps. That's amazing.
Okay, we've got one question from the Croydon Comic Club.
Yay.
From Bertie Kemison.
Cool.
Who tastes better, Wolverine or Solomon Grundy?
What tastes?
Yeah.
As in, like,
Wolverine, because Solomon Grundy's like dead. A rotting dead dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat Wolverine.
What kind of fucking question was that? What the fuck is this bullshit?
Is this what we have to resort to?
What is wrong with you people?
Damn it, Bertie. Got up your game, bro.
What the fuck is this shit, bro? I mean, you're letting the team down, bro.
Bro.
Bro, I come over, I cut your fucking legs off, bro.
Bro.
Anyway, comics next week.
Okay, well, let's... what have we got? What have we got from the land of comics?
Boom Studios are releasing a lot more Adventure Time comics, and no one cares.
Apart from people who like Adventure Time.
And no one cares.
That's just generally put on a downer, hasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. On Dark Horse, we have House of... What?
I want to know if Hellboy's out. I want to know if Hellboy's out.
No.
Ah, fuck.
I don't know what's happening with
Hellboy. Why isn't Hellboy coming out? In Hell's not come out in ages.
Because Mike Mignola has decided to start another comic book.
Like he hasn't already.
He tends to do that a lot, to be honest.
God damn it, Mike.
I noticed that. Okay, what else is coming out? DC.
Nothing.
Nothing. Batwoman 19.
Well, I'll want to see if anything's going on there.
I don't know. I can't see the cover. It wouldn't let me see the cover, so I'm going to do a Google search. Batwoman 19. I bet it's like a terrible cover.
Might be a bit meh.
Oh, what's the spread? Oh, what's the big shock? What's the what the fuck moment? I don't know. All I know is she's there in a pool of blood.
Cool. No change there.
So, that's Batwoman for you guys.
Pool of blood.
Why is Ray McCarthy doing the art on 22?
What else have we got for DC then?
He-Man? He-Man and the Masters of the Universe number one.
Isn't, like... There are a series of that.
I don't
Image.
Know. There's like 500 different series of E-Man or He-Man right now.
Yeah, but like they're by different publishers as well.
I don't care.
When I ordered like a comic once, somebody threw in a Masters of the Universe comic randomly with it, and it was by Image.
Oh, whatever, dude.
I don't know what they're doing. They're just pouring out to every publisher.
Okay. Martial Law Hardcover Deluxe Edition. That's something you should actually go and buy. Red Hood and the Outlaws 19. James St. Tynion's on that.
Okay.
So I'm going to get that when it comes out.
Is he just doing like a guest sort of thing?
No, he's taken over.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, is this where the Bane thing's happening?
No, that's in Talon.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Wonder Woman 19 is out.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be cool. Okay, that's pretty much it, unless you read Supergirl.
What's the current status on Wonder Woman with like the story at the moment? Like,
As far as 19, I don't know, I haven't read that far yet.
Oh, okay.
So, fuck off.
Okay.
Good.
I'm on now.
Dark Shadows Year One number one is out on Dynamite. Pardon me, Entertainment. Evil Only number 5. Pathfinder number 6. Mm. Red Sonja 74.
That's a terrible book.
Shadow Year One number 2 of 10. After about God knows how many months they're actually buying. Someone's releasing that. I don't know why. IDW Danger Girl Trinity number 1.
Wow, what a name.
Wasn't there an old series called Danger Girl?
Sounds a bit old school.
Yeah, I think this is it. I'm probably going to buy that. Hot damn. Judge Dredd 6. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Micro Villain Series 1-4 Krang.
Yeah, I've given up on that. You not sound like you're about to like kill yourself.
No. Image Comics 233 is out. Haunting of Fabian Gray number 2 is out. Cyberforce 4. Danger Club 5. When the fuck is Hell Yeah 7 coming out?
Have they delayed that as well?
I don't know when that's coming. I don't care about these fucking comics. I want Hell Yeah 7. I'm going to do a search for Hell Yeah 7. Danger Club 5. I don't understand. Okay, whatever. Mara 4 is out. It Girl and the Atomics number 9 is out. Miniature Jesus number 1 is out. Todd the Ugliest Kid on Earth 4 is out. And there's a Witchblade Outlaw one shot.
Okay, and he loads the bullets in his revolver.
I want to know when Hell Yeah 7 is coming out. Nice. I don't care what anyone else has to say about these things. They need to sort out what's going on with Hell Yeah. Because I really, really want to read it.
But have they left it on a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
What dicks.
Okay, Marvel. Age of Ultron 6.
Oh, is that coming out next week as well?
Yes.
Don't Stop.
Cable and X-Force 7. Captain America 6. Daredevil 25.
Yay, Daredevil.
End of Days 7.
Oh, End of Days is coming out as well.
Iron Man 8. Nova 3. Savage Wolverine 4. Spider-Man 1. Hmm? 5. Dynamic Forces. John Romita Sr. Standard Edition. Superior Spider-Man 8.
Hey, our favourite.
Wolverine Max 6. There's Wolverine and the X-Men AU coming out. That's the last one for this month. Yeah.
Not too many to pick up then. What about Image?
I did Image.
Did you?
You heard me do the Image.
Oh, right. I usually do
what
it after.
What matters is our plan, Andrew. You've already said the Image comics.
All I heard was Hell Yeah.
Oh, yes. You'll soon understand our plan, Andrew.
Of course.
Of course. First I'll break your body, then I'll break your spirit. You cannot have true despair without hope, Andrew.
You will never see me.
Oh, yeah, Varian's got Bloodshot 10.
Oh, cool.
You'll understand true pain, Bloodshot.
Okay, so, not a great deal coming out, to be perfectly honest.
That's a fair bit. It's mainly just maybes at this point, nothing really solid. I'm going to start looking at the toys now, because, you know, fuck it, why not, Wolfgang?
Well, one thing I want to quickly talk about is the...
fucking be
life. It's not a comic, but the movie Iron Man 3 will be coming out. I think actually, before we do the next podcast, it would have. Well, no. It comes out on the 24th?
I don't know. I don't care. Because so, Justice like, by is the next out on the 19th.
We do, actually, no. The next episode will be just before it. So we can talk about Iron Man 3 then.
No.
Yeah.
And then we'll about. We can talk about Injustice.
Oh, yeah, Injustice. When does that come out? Is that the same kind of time?
Injustice, it comes out on the 19th. Of this month.
Oh, cool. We can talk about it on that episode. Wicked.
See, if they don't have, like, a voice thing for that on their Bane character, they fucked up.
No, they're not going to do Tom
Hardy's. Oh, yeah, Spider-Man.
That should be DLC, though. Or just some kind of thing you can unlock. If they have the Tom Hardy Bane on... Because they've done the arrow from the TV show as a skin that you can use.
Yeah, they're also doing... The one I've got's got new 52 skins, so that's half the reason I'm getting it, because their costumes look shite. The Batman costume looks terrible.
Yeah,
it's... Like, it's just bad.
Yeah, I don't know. The art direction, I'm not that sold on.
I do not understand our plan.
But the stages are cool, and... I think Doomsday looked alright, but there are some characters that look a bit odd. Like, for some reason, Lex Luthor looks like Bruce Willis.
Yes, he looks like Bruce Willis.
And, like, Wonder Woman looks a bit weird.
Wonder Woman looks like a fine compliment for our plan. Yes.
Any other thoughts, Bane?
Well, I'm looking at the Batman toys. There's a Batman Unlimited 6-inch Dark Knight Returns figure. I might buy it.
So I can break it.
So I can break the bat whenever I please. He is the only man to have defeated me at freestyle.
I love that video. Bane, who is the only man to have defeated me at freestyle?
I am. Who said that?
You suck, Bane.
Kill the wall. That's the best thing ever.
Oh, God.
Don't listen to this podcast. Go fucking listen to that instead.
Yeah. Bane.
Oh, my God. There's Punisher earrings.
What? That's surely for girls.
No, because they're fucking stud skulls.
So they're not gay.
they're pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
I'd get one on a Tragus. Like, yes, I am Punisher. You know, I really want to read some Punisher. I want to read some of that Welcome Back Frank shit, because I've been reading a lot of Preacher at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's Garth Ennis, Steve Dillon, so it's like, fuck it, why not?
Who publishes that one?
What? Punisher Max, or Preacher.
Preacher.
Preacher's DC Vertigo. It's an old series.
Ah, okay.
95 to 2000.
Hey,
yes, Blaine Pearson, a few volumes of it. First cool, he'll break enough. His body, then he'll break his spirit. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Anything else you would like to end the show with there for you?
Not really.
No?
Nah.
Not at all?
Nah, I'm good.
Who would win in the arm wrestling fight? Superman or the Hulk?
The Hulk, because Superman would just make him angry.
What if they could be, what if they could cheat and stuff?
I don't know, because you would... Do you know what? Fuck you. You want to get fucked by the Hulk. Don't bring this shit up to me now.
Why do you always... I didn't want to get fucked by the
Hulk.
You
want to get fucked by the Hulk.
I don't want to get fucked by the Hulk.
You want to get taken. You want to eat his bacon.
You want to have... You were the one that said that you wanted to get with some guy because you thought he'd be good in bed.
What, Black
and then
Panther?
It's just like... What? No. The other guy, I don't know where he's from. Glory?
Look, okay, here's the thing. If you're going to get fucked by a dude, and it's going to be like, and like you have to get fucked by a dude, A, at least make it good. And B, make it someone cool.
Wait, didn't we end up with Charles Xavier so he could mind wipe you or something?
I don't think he would, though. He'd
yeah,
just,
that's
like...
the thing. What is it? Because he'd just wheel out and just be like, lol. Just like...
When I say, when I ring my bell, you must fuck me in the butthole. Okay. Well, shit's done then, I guess.
Okay, thank you for listening, guys. Don't forget to come on wearearcade.com and check out all of the lovely podcasts for you to listen to. And don't forget to find us on Facebook, give us a like, and all that good jazz.
Yes.
Goodbye from me and Theo.
Yes. And we'll finally understand our plan. We'll be right back.